Meet Miss Nancy Oltman. She is from Nebraska. I've known her for decades. She's going to talk to us about crocheting.
I appreciate this chance because crocheting is something I've been obsessed with since my early 20s. I am now 74, senior citizen, totally blind. And actually, full disclosure, I had some vision when I started crocheting, but not enough to be able to see the little holes that I needed to get my crochet hook into. So essentially, I have been doing crocheting from the very beginning with the sense of feel, with my hands feeling the holes. And I hope to inspire some of you to at least give it a shot. And don't get frustrated. You're not going to learn it in 5 minutes. And I know that some of you are learning Braille. You're not going to learn Braille in 5 minutes either. But is it worth the effort? It certainly is worth the effort. And crocheting is too. And the interesting thing nowadays is that there are so many patterns available, which I truly appreciate that there are so many patterns, because when I started, it basically was the granny squares, which I was not inclined to do because you were changing colors every single round, lots of loose ends, and that just did not sound like any fun to me at all. And then there was a pattern called the ripple crochet Afghan pattern, and that's the one I decided to do for a couple of reasons. One is that I needed to know the chain, and then I needed to know the single crochet, and that was it. Other than that, it was just following along with the pattern. But then the complication was that you were working into the back loop of every single crochet. And so that took a little bit longer to learn how to do, but started with that. And since then, I have moved on to, because of all these patterns that are available, everything from pot holders to baby booties to crochet baby caps to baby blankets to Afghans to sweaters, to stuffed animals, to over the last maybe 20 years, I suppose, really wanted to try using thread yarn. And that was another challenge for me, but I'm able to do it. I've done several doilies over those years, and I am now working on my fifth tablecloth, which takes a lot longer to do. And I work on it for a while, and then I put it aside for a while. But what I really want to talk to you about is how I hold the crochet hook, how I use my fingers to be able to find the little holes and stuff. So I'm going to start talking about holding your crochet hook. Now, there are a couple of ways. For a long time, I thought the real way everybody that was a true crocheter did was to hold it like a fork. And a lot of people do that. I suppose that looks more pleasing to the eye if you were watching somebody crochet. But the way I do it is all four fingers are around the crochet hook and my thumb is on the side. And then I move my index finger and my thumb to the end where the actual hook is. And then when I find the yarn or the hole that I'm going to go into, I move my index finger and thumb back, put the crochet hook through, pull the yarn through, and snug it up a little bit and go on to the next stitch or the next chain. Now, that's what I'm doing with my right-handed. And if you're left-handed, you're going to do everything exactly the opposite of what I'm telling you. You would do it with your left hand. When you're right-handed, you go right to left. And if you're left-handed, you would go left to right. But it's the same principle. It's just doing it in a different direction. Now, the second thing, and really, really important, is the tension that you give your yarn when you hold it in your left hand. And, of course, you got to start by making a loop to put on your crochet hook. And I could go into that, but I'm going to go more for how you do the yarn on your tension hand. In my case, my left hand. So put all four fingers around the yarn and then your little finger, bring the yarn up over top of that little finger and down over the bottom. And then the next two fingers, they will stay on top. Then you get to your index finger and it's on top now, and you take it under and pull it up. And then I bring my third finger and my thumb. So told that that yarn between my index finger and my thumb and third finger makes that yarn snug, not tight, not so tight that you're cramping your hand, but just snug so that when you bring your crochet hook over there, hook it through the hole, you've got this little space of about 2 inches where you can get to that yarn real easy, and you don't want it to be loose because then everything doesn't work properly. It's got to be snug for you to pull it through there. So those are the techniques. And as I'm chaining, I'm not going to go into how to chain or single crochet or any of that because there are lessons you can take online all over the place. There are a lot of crocheters nowadays, and being there in person one-on-one is going to work better. But I am holding the yarn and hook in my hand as I go because some things come so automatic to me that I really, without sitting here and consciously thinking about what I'm doing, I couldn't be able to tell you. So when I start doing my chain stitch, you, of course, pull it through the first loop that you've already got on your hook. But by that time, I'm holding the little knot that's under that first loop that you have on your hook down underneath, and that's my third finger and my thumb are holding onto that, and so that I can pull through the yarn through that loop that I have on my hook. And as I go up, that third finger and thumb go up. As I'm doing the next chain, they go up, and then I do another chain, and then they go up another one. So my third finger and thumb on my tension hand, my left hand, are constantly aware of where I am on that chain, and it's much easier. It's a really hands-on kind of project to do this kind of things. Now, I'll be happy to go through all those things later with you again if you really want me to tell you that. But I want to point out some other things. I like working with lots of colors. There are no real yarn shops in my town at all. Walmart has a few skeins of yarn, not much choice in color, not more choice in texture, none of that. So I order most of my yarn online. And with me, as obsessed as I am with crocheting, I've got a new project, can't wait for the yarn to get there. Yarn gets here, there's no sighted person here to sort through my yarn. So I use things like, I have for a very long time had the open book software on my computer and a scanner so I can take the label off of each of those skeins one at a time, put it on the scanner, find out what color it is. And for example, a while back, I did an Afghan that had 16 different colors. So it took me a little while to go through all of those. But by the same token, I would put the letter, because it would definitely say down the pattern, switch to color A or color B or color P, whatever the color would be that they wanted you to use then. So I would put the letter A or whatever letter it was supposed to be and the color of the yarn. And I always mark those with Braille on an index card, tape it to the label, put it back onto the skein of yarn. And so therefore I know what color it is. Now, if I'm using three or four colors, I will usually there'll be maybe three skeins of this and four skeins of that. I will put them in a grocery bag and put that index card on the inside of that grocery bag and then tie a loose knot on the top of it so that index card doesn't slide out for whatever reason. And if you don't do stuff like that, guess what? It will slide out of there and then you'll have to start over again as to what color that really is in that bag. So I do things like that. If I need to mark several sections of whatever I am working on, you can buy little markers. They're little round things that slip in and out of a stitch real easy. But if you don't want to purchase those, you can also use something like a bobby pin. I used to have long hair, wore it up, and so I had these big, long bobby pins. So that's something else you could use. I wouldn't recommend the small ones because they come just attached real easily. So I would use a long one like that, or a big safety pin will work for a marker also. Now, you know, I have said already that there are many, many patterns online, and I do belong to an email, a newsletter that I get on a daily basis, and they put different patterns in there that you can link to the pattern.
We have about 6 minutes. So, Ms. Nancy, we have like 6 minutes left. So just okay. So you know.
Okay. Well, and one of the things I do is instead of you could download the pattern or you could copy and paste, I tend to copy and paste because that way I can eliminate pictures that are there that I really don't want to take the time to download. And then when I have a pattern, for example, I'm working on a tablecloth that says row 66 to 85, repeat row 20. Okay, it's a long way around that circumference of that tablecloth. So I will put a little note underneath of it so I remember which row I'm working on. So I might say currently working on round 75. And then the minute I work it to the next level, I put change that 5 to a 6, currently working on row 76. So I know where I'm at. I will do that with other things too, make a note to myself in a file that I go to, because sometimes I forget the title of whatever I'm working on and it takes me a long time to find it unless I have these little notes. Then I will recommend a couple places to buy yarn. One of them's redheart.com. They have all the varieties of Red Heart. Lion Brand, which they take the time to describe colors on Lion Brand yarn. And then there's a third place, which is a discount place called Hirschner's, which is another good place to go, especially if you know what colors you want. And they have other hobby stuff there too, besides yarn and crochet hooks and knitting needles and that kind of thing. But they're a discount place. The thing to watch out for is, you know, how much you're going to pay for shipping and how much you have to order, you know, X amount of dollars in order to get a free shipping. But they have deals on occasion too. I get a newsletter from them also. Let's see, what else was I going to tell you? Oh my goodness. There are so many things I could tell you. I just don't know where really to start. But oh, I know what I was going to tell you. When you're starting out, start with a medium-sized hook like a G, H, or I. You might think the bigger hooks are easier to work with. I don't really believe so, but I have worked with all sizes of hooks and the steel crochet hooks for the tablecloths. But start with a medium-sized hook and a yarn that is a very plain yarn, like a Red Heart Classic yarn, because you will have less trouble trying to learn to do a single crochet or even the chain. Or another good one, to keep in mind is Vanna White, which is on the Lion Brand website. She has a basic yarn too that's very smooth and easy to work with, and it's good quality yarn, as are the Red Heart yarns. Those are the basic things I have to tell you.
Nancy, of course, is going to allow me to place her contact information in your handout. And then Nancy, I think you were going to send me some of those websites. Where you get your yarn. People will have those resources.